Welcome to our Downton Abbey podcast. I'm the butler. I'm the assistant butler. I'm the cook. I'm the driver. I'm the chauffeur. I do it all. I do the.
Can
I'm
I
the director.
Now?
I'm the. I do the. I do the notes. I do, and you're just
fabulous.
Who are you,
Lady Cynthia?
You're the head butler. And I just do this. Is that okay, Thomas? Anyway, welcome to our show.
I said I was fabulous, Lady Cynthia.
Fabulous, Lady Cynthia.
That's so weird to say Cynthia because I don't really like that name.
You don't like Cynthia?
No,
it
just sounds
too. Official name.
I know that it just sounds too uppity.
It isn't. Well, it's an uppity name for an uppity person.
Ooh.
So I got a blue collar name, Jack. Jack, that's blue collar.
Yeah, I would agree with
Cynthia's,
you.
Cynthia's that is an uppity.
But Cindy is a blue collar name.
It's
Cindy.
Well, it's kinda...
it's bouncy. It's fruit, silly willy.
Fruit.
Fruity.
It's still more of a hoity-toity name.
No, it isn't.
It's not blue collar. I don't see Cindy as blue collar name. Jack is blue collar. Jack.
He was the president.
No, he wasn't. That was John.
His name was Jack.
His nickname was Jack.
Okay, but still.
That's why people would go, Is that nickname for Jack?
Nickname for John?
I go, no. It's nickname for Jack. It's my name.
Mr. Fabulous, Mr. Personality.
That's
not.
Me. I'm Thomas. What do you want me to do? I'm edgy.
No, you're not that bad.
I'm cranky.
You are cranky, but
I'm
not
cranky.
That.
Cranky. Anyway, this podcast and many podcasts like this one, you can help support it by going to
don't ask me.
Patreon/Jay and Jack. Help us out if you can, or just go on there and give us a 5-star review.
Are we begging?
I am begging. I don't like doing it, but they tell me I have to. So go in there and give us a 5-star review.
Aren't you they?
I'm part of they. I'm part of it. I never really agreed to the they part. But,
I think if you, well, how can anybody not like us? So how could they not give us a 5-star?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, just if you can help us out in any way you can, but go to Patreon/Jay and Jack.
Don't look at me.
And all the rest is there. Okay. What do we have? What other podcasts we have?
Three Stupid Guys.
Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys.
The Walking
Dead with Three Stupid Guys.
You do, now you do the...
Mary, but we do Binge Watching now.
Binge Watching, Merry Man.
We're going to do a podcast on the...
We have Amazing Race that's coming in February, right?
Amazing Race,
and then
Survivor.
Survivor will be coming up. And then you're doing the new one, Sherlock.
Sherlock. We're doing Sherlock tonight. I'm doing that with Jay tonight. And then we're doing Making of a Murderer. That's a Netflix one.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
Going to be it's a new thing where we're going to do binge watching shows
yeah.
that you just binge watch and all that stuff, all that fun. But that's a very interesting show that I've been trying to get you to watch.
I know you have.
You go,
but now that I know the whole outcome, I don't know if I have to do it now.
I don't like watching shows that you tell me how to watch, and you're watching Downton Abbey over and over.
You didn't say that right, by the way.
What?
I don't watch shows that I tell you what to watch.
Well, whatever it is. That's the uppity part. That a Cynthia
when
or
someone
Cindy,
tells me to do something, I got to always do the opposite.
Your son is the same way.
Yeah, well, he comes by it honestly.
So anyway, our daughter just walked in and interrupted us, but she brought in candy.
Yes, and you're just like got excited, like it was like Christmas morning
well,
for you.
It's like Christmas morning all over again. I like candy because I'm blue collar.
Okay.
And blue collar people like their candy. Rich people, you know, that with the uppity names, they don't like it. Anyway, we had a new episode of Downton Abbey.
Yes, we did.
This was entitled Season 6, Episode 2.
The final season.
The final season.
They don't
season.
Call it season 6. It's called the final
the
season.
The final season. It's not Laura Linney anymore, is it? It's who's doing the This Is
know.
Masterpiece Classic?
I don't know.
They always fast forward.
Yeah. I didn't pay attention this time. I thought it was still her.
It's still her?
I could be wrong.
Well,
let us know, people. Let us know. They're probably yelling at us right now.
If it is, I apologize. And they probably went there and go, 5-star. You'll get 1-star for me. For not knowing who it does it.
This was a good episode. Wouldn't you agree?
I thought this was a very good episode. Well, it starts off, we got Dude on the Bike.
Yes.
It's like they always got to have a dude on the bike.
Yeah. Well, no. One time they had Daisy on a bike. It started off.
That's right. They did have Daisy on
yes.
a bike.
Hey, can I get rid of the bike? But you know what happened? Okay, we'll talk about it later. But the whole time when I was watching it, because you're such a little jerk with when it comes to
Cora.
Cora. The whole time I could hear you the whole
Why
time.
Am I doing that?
As I'm listening to it, I'm like,
Wrong.
Oh my God, Jack.
I don't think so. Anyway. Mosley is ironing the paper.
Yes, because that's, you know why.
The ink.
The ink,
I get it.
We talked about that in the first episode.
But that's just got to be a bad job. Ironing the paper? Your job is to iron the paper.
What is it we taught our children? If you're getting paid, it's
well,
not
I,
a bad
I,
job.
I get it, but can you imagine doing that every day, ironing the news? What happens when they get the iPad? Do they iron the iPad?
They're not even alive.
Would they do that?
They're not even alive.
If he was still a servant to the Duchess and Lord, Duchess and.
I bet they still read the paper. I bet it's still ironed.
But it's probably an iPad. No, it's probably on their computer. They have to go on the screen and iron.
No,
the
I bet they iron the paper.
They're probably afraid to get.
I bet they still do it.
You know, Violet would be afraid to read the. She wouldn't touch an iPad.
No, she.
Remember, she was afraid of electricity. So
yes.
Anyway, letters from Tom and Rose.
Yes.
Mary thinks that Rose is pregnant.
Right.
Because she says, oh, she won't be able to travel or something. Right. And Edith goes, oh, great, Mary. 2 + 2 = 53.
They're so mean to each other.
And 2 × 2 = 53. Just for you people, if you're going to school tomorrow, if you're young and go to school, don't, if they say, what, 2 + 2, do not say 53.
Okay, now you're
get
just
the
making
answer
it
wrong.
Sound like our listeners are stupid. And they're not.
I'm not saying that. See, again, that's something a white collar person would say, not a blue collar person with a name like Jack. They wouldn't say that.
Okay.
Mr. Finch wants to see the agent.
Yes.
And Mary goes, I'm going to make him wait. Well, who is the agent?
Bring him to the library, and I'll be there in 10 minutes.
I'm the agent.
Yes.
And Edith goes, ugh. They both do the rolling the eye thing.
With each other, yeah. I know.
Mary tells Carson, we can have the reception here.
Right.
And Carson goes, oh. And then Robert says, we could decorate the servants' quarters.
Yes.
And Mary, after he leaves, Mary's like, really?
That's the best
Father?
You could do for him, Dad. The best.
The best. The servants' quarter.
Dad, she says, Papa.
Papa. And Robert's like going, I'm just a guy. I don't know. And to be fair to Robert on that
I
one.
I would agree on that one.
I've been like going, what's wrong with that?
I know. I'm with you on that.
But, you know, a woman would be more in tune with,
right.
Come on, the servants' quarters, that's what right. You're going to decorate?
Right.
Robert thought he was doing a good
yes,
thing.
Yes, he did. Poor Robert.
He got slapped down. Mrs. Hughes is not excited about having the reception at the service hall. She goes, I don't want to have to serve my own party.
Yeah, I don't want to have to work on my wedding day. The one day I don't want. I know you just looked at me when you saw my tea
shake. You're drinking tea and you almost knocked it over.
Yes. It's okay, baby.
And then Mr. Carson wants Lady Mary at his wedding because
yes.
You know, Mrs. Carson's a little. I mean, Mrs. Hughes. I'm sorry, Mrs. Hughes is a little jealous of.
Yeah, she came across that.
She's never been fond. She's never been really fond of Lady Mary.
I don't think never been fond of Lady Mary. She's never been really fond of the whole setup of that. I don't think she's disrespectful.
She's not disrespectful, but she's always made her comments about Lady Mary.
Not just Lady Mary. She's made it of everybody.
Yeah, but Lady Mary in particular.
I would agree.
All right. There we go. That's all I wanted to hear. That's all I wanted to hear. You know how Carson is going to rule for the next 30 years? I'd take the next 30 minutes. Okay? 30 years. I'm not asking for 30 years. 30 minutes. That's all I'm asking for.
Okay. Poor you.
I got it.
There's a door. Don't let it hit you on the way out.
I got an evil look on that one. let's see. Mr. Carr. Let's see. Robert, Violet, Isabel, and Clarkson. Meet about the hospital. They
yes.
left Cora out.
Yes, I hate when Robert does that.
I didn't know.
He makes her sound like she's just stupid and doesn't know anything.
No, it's not that. I think he doesn't want her getting. He doesn't want friction. It's the whole mom. You got my mom. I got my wife. Nobody wants to be in the middle.
Excuse
of
Excuse me. The wife comes first. Once you're married, your mother is second. Well, that's how it is in my relationship with my son.
I agree. That's how it is with me too. Yes.
No, it isn't. If it was between your, I always ask this, if you had to save your mom or me, who would you save? I bet you would save your mom.
I'd be myself. I would save you.
She's had,
what are you talking about?
I really think you would save your mother over me.
I would.
You are a mama's boy. Oh. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you are a mama's boy.
Again, it would have been.
Now, if it was me and Colleen, my son would save Colleen without even a second thought. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
Okay.
But he should.
You wouldn't save me first. You would save me. Oh.
You know how.
Let's see. Let's find out. Let's throw us both in the water. We both can't swim.
You know how I said earlier I just wanted 30 minutes?
Yes.
I didn't get 30 seconds.
Good way of changing the subject so you don't have to answer.
I gave you an honest answer.
I know you're lying.
I'm not lying.
I know you are.
Anyway, she lives in San Diego. You live here. What's the odds you two being in the water at the same time?
Very rare because we both don't swim.
Neither one of you, you don't want to go on a cruise.
No.
So what's the odds?
She does, though.
She does, but you don't.
No.
So what's the odds of that happening? Stupid question. All right, so Violet tells...
Okay, a burning house. Okay.
Violet tells Robert, if you can't say anything helpful, keep quiet.
Yep.
So that's twice Robert's been smack, smack.
Yep. Or as my mother used to say to me, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Your mom's the one that invented that?
No. But if you ask her, she'll tell you that.
She would. I invented that. Andy wants to walk alone, says no to Thomas.
I feel Thomas's episode. You know how when you're over trying and you're trying to be too much of a friend.
Yeah.
And you could just see it. You're just like, sometimes you just got to stop and just let it go.
Yeah. And he's not getting it, but no. But Thomas has no friends. He has no one to talk to.
He has no one to blame. He has no one to blame.
I agree 100%. He's alienated everybody there.
Yeah. What do you expect?
It's funny. Baxter would be his friend. But
he doesn't want to seem to want that friendship.
No, because I don't think he wants this. I think maybe he feels bad because of the way he treated her. And he just feel guilty about it?
No, I don't. I can't imagine him feeling that way.
Thomas asks Carson if he should start looking for another job. Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad idea, basically, is what he said.
I've done it like that one time when someone asked me. I go, yeah, I think it's a good idea.
It's a great idea. Why don't you go find another job? Mosley meets with the headmaster.
Yes.
Edith is talking to her editor, Mr. Skinner.
Who's not happy working with a woman.
I think that's what it has to do.
Oh, that's what it is.
Is it just because she's a woman or because she's not... She didn't start at the bottom from the newspaper business.
It sounds like she hired him.
Well, I think she did, but I'm saying though, but she's not a newspaper person. She didn't grow. She didn't. She wasn't. She didn't spend her life as a reporter, an intern, reporter, editor. All that.
Did they have stuff like that back then? Do you think?
Yeah. So she didn't. She didn't work. Basically, I'm saying she didn't work her way.
Right. I hear what you're saying.
I think it has a lot to do that she's a woman.
I think it's. I'd say 90% of it's because she's a woman.
But part of it maybe is because he has no respect. But again, how many opportunities did women have back then?
Exactly. So it's 1925. That is.
Really, I'm just throwing it out there.
I don't know. It just seems weird because she is the boss and he could be fired any time. But maybe jobs are dime a dozen back then. I don't know.
Well, I think also his prejudice is just getting the best of him.
Okay.
Let's see.
I mean, I still have difficulty being a woman in this modern life.
Yeah,
that I lead.
Look at you. If you're drowning, no one's going to save you.
No, not even my husband.
Look how hard.
Or my son. My daughters will take care of me.
Nope, I don't think they would either.
Yes, they would.
They're going to save their significant other before they save you.
If I was there in the water, they would save me.
Yeah, we'd all save you if you're there in the water. Depends on how cold the water is. If it's too cold, you might be on your own. Edith is not sure she wants Marigold to go to the Drews farm.
Yes.
And I don't blame her. I'm like going, this is going to be awkward.
I'm not crazy about Edith.
Mosley gives Daisy some old exams.
Yes, I thought that was cool. And he's working, trying to teach her so much. You know, she's feeling bad about what she said at the last episode for, Mr. Mason.
Mr. Mason.
But, sometimes you just got to be quiet.
Well, I think Mosley's also, he always wanted to be a teacher, but he couldn't do that. So right. I think he's trying to, he's helped Daisy out, and he's trying to get her to the next level. Mosley tries to tell Daisy that they're servants. You know, when he's trying to say,
basically know your place.
Right, because Daisy still thinks that
she could do something.
She can help Mason.
She would have learned to keep her mouth shut after what she did
already. But she's Daisy.
True.
And Daisy doesn't listen. So, and he says, but Daisy, we're servants. And I think that's the first time Mosley's ever said it in that kind of tone. He's always been a good worker, but he's always been a bit of a dreamer. Always wanted to do more.
Yeah, well, I don't think most people.
Well, I agree, but it's just first time it just seemed weird coming out of his house. But Daisy, we're servants. It was almost like the father talking to the daughter.
But I think when it comes to her, he is that way with her.
I agree with
that. Because he's worked with her, he's studied with her, so that's the relationship that I feel they have now.
Right. Anna's talking to Mary. Mary tells her that, and Mary makes a pretty good point that, you've been under a lot of pressure, a lot of stress.
This is where I like the relationship between Anna and Mary. You can see the softer side of her, why, they get along so well. And
she's soft to anyone but Edith.
No, I think she's got a good, I think some people, that's just her wall that she builds up maybe, and that I think she has it there in place for whatever reason she thinks she needs to. And I think the people that truly care about her get to see the side of her that we get to see occasionally see in each episode.
Right.
And I liked it.
Well, as long as you liked it, that's all that matters.
I like this episode. I like the relationship between her and Anna, how that was going, and Mr. Mason.
Is it Anna or Anna?
Anna. And then I like the relationship between Mosley and Amy. Amy. Where did that come from? Daisy.
Daisy.
Making up my own names.
Well, I just called her Davy. So we have Davy and Amy.
Amy.
Whatever her name is. Isabel talks with Lord Merton. Kind of awkward a little bit. I still think she likes Lord Merton.
I don't think that ever changed.
My little crackpot theory, don't say anything because I know you've seen the ending. I think they hook up at the end. I think they get married. Because why is he here?
That's interesting.
But why would he be here?
Yeah.
There's no reason for him to be on the show.
Right.
Other than that they get together.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
All right, dear.
He talks about the hospital and how outdated, and he makes actually pretty good sense.
Yes, he does, doesn't he?
It's not a matter of keeping control and power.
Right.
It's not that Dr. Clarkson's not a good doctor, but right. they need a new X-ray machine. Will he know how to use it? That's the one thing about being a doctor is people say, oh, they make a lot of money, but they have to constantly keep up on technology is, especially now, technology changes.
Yeah, my mom, when she was a nurse, she kept taking classes and she would read and she had all these different books like that because medicine changes constantly and you want medicine to change. That's how you get cures and new ideas and things like that. I mean, look at God, there's no way, even 20 years ago, a baby that was at 24, 25 weeks along, and if he had it, would be able to survive the way they do now. It's amazing.
It's amazing what technology has done. Mosley asked Baxter if he could ask Cora to help Mr. Mason out.
I know. I thought that was sweet.
That was nice. Baxter feels sorry for Thomas.
What Mr. Mosley is like, you know, why are you even trying? Yeah. Why are you trying to be nice to him? He's a jerk. You're not going to get anywhere with him. Why are you putting the effort in?
And I don't know. I just feel bad for him.
But you know what? I would be like that. Sometimes you just got to be nice.
Kill
him
with
what?
Kindness.
No, I just think sometimes good karma is a good thing. Yeah. Not that she believes in karma, but that's my two cents.
Yeah, Lady Mary and Cora and the kids, look at the pigs.
Look at the pigs.
And the pigs, the pigs, the pigs. And they're trying to get, Cora's trying to get her out of there, trying to get her. And is Mrs. Drew here? She would probably like to see Marigold. So Lady Mary, that's when she shows her insensitive side.
You know that one part, though?
Even if she didn't know, doesn't know the true story.
She does know that that's her daughter, right? Because that was how they sold it, that she helped to help the Drews out. They took
But she it's got to be hard not to see the child that she raised for the first 2 or 3 years.
Do you think Anna knows? Anna knows?
I think Anna knows.
Anna
knows. She has to know.
That's weird because I was wondering, when you brought that, I didn't pay attention to that when I saw it the first time, but when you brought it up tonight, you're like, huh.
Because Anna knows everything. But I just that's where Lady
always know more than most people.
Yeah, but that's where Lady Mary wasn't being sensitive.
I would agree.
And then Mrs. Drew sees Marigold. Oh no! Oh no!
And then Mr. Drew calls it, go with Auntie, and I don't Auntie. Think Lady Mary
did not
like that.
No, she didn't like being called Auntie.
What's wrong with being called an Auntie?
I don't know. You know, people don't like being called certain things. Thomas wants some time off to look for a job and. I liked Carson. Okay.
Go for it. Have a good time.
Have a good time.
You didn't even let the grass get what? Dew on the grass or
dew
something?
Dew on the grass. Whatever. What is Thomas doing?
I don't know.
Every time he has to do something, he gives it to somebody else. Mary, Cora, and Robert talk about the pigs and Mrs. Drew and Marigold.
Yes, and how Cora says, I think she was going to gobble her up.
Yeah.
Use her voice.
I don't think she was going to gobble him up. Robert, I think you're right. Oh, and then she rolls her, then her talking about the mom. Oh, mama. Oh, yeah. Anyway, Mary talks to Carson about the reception. Carson likes the idea. Cora thinks he should ask Mrs. Hughes.
Yes.
And then Mary goes, why?
I know.
Because it's her wedding.
Oh, that was funny.
So anyway, and then we come in, Bates sees Anna crying. Talks about adoption.
Yes.
And then when she says, oh, you wouldn't want adoption, and she goes, oh, I can tell by your non-denial it's true. And then Bates is like, oh, I can't get a break here, no matter what I do here. Next you're going to ask me, if your mom was in the water, if my mom was in the water and you were in the water, who would I save? Jeez, what a stupid question. Let's see. Edith meets with the
editor.
The editor. And and Rosamond is listening.
Yes, and he is blah blah blah. Blah, blah. Ooh, he's yelling and screaming.
And Edith is just taking it.
Yes,
Edith's like going.
She's the boss.
But
why
I think
she...
to be fair to her mind was on what's going on with Marigold at the Drews.
All right,
and that's the first thing she comes. Yeah, he was upset, but she goes. Rosamond tells Edith she's going to have to tell Mary the truth someday.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. She'll use it against me.
And I, you know what? I believe she will, because don't you think anybody that knows anything always will use? That's why people don't want to have that upper hand on you.
That's true, but it's family, and you should have.
You would hope family wouldn't be like
trust
that.
Trust family, I think.
You would hope, but she knows her sister.
And Mary goes, "Okay, Marigold, myself, or in the water, who do you say?
Shut up.
Thomas goes on the interview. It's not a very pleasant interview.
No, it isn't, is it? Yeah, and then I thought it was kind of weird when he said he was a pretty boy or something like that. I didn't think he looked that dainty.
He said dainty. Aren't aren't you precious or something? But whatever he said, you're not married. He goes, well, you know, we don't get married. He goes, he didn't care for
Did he think he was gay or something?
I don't know what he thought.
I said that was a weird analogy.
I don't think he liked him, maybe because he was younger and guy was older. Maybe he didn't want to.
Because I don't think you can, I don't know. I just
maybe eventually hiring his replacement, maybe?
I don't know. I just thought it was a weird, I thought the whole little scene was weird.
Anna talks to Mary. As if Mrs.
And then, you know, Mary once reached out to her and said, look at, you know,
wait,
I didn't.
Time out. Oh. I'm not going there yet.
Okay, sorry, baby.
Time out. Anna talks with Mary, asks if Mrs. Drew was there.
Yes.
And then she goes, well, yeah, she was there. And she, you know, she called me auntie. She didn't say that. But
no.
Mary wants to help with Anna's problem.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
I can't take, you can't do everything you've done for me. All the stuff she's done.
Yeah, you didn't like that they laughed about the guy dying.
Well, the guy's dying. And that's the part she laughs at.
I think they were just, it was an awkward scene.
When I was dragging
but him. But they didn't kill him. He died on his own.
Well, he died of a heart.
Whatever his cause was.
Attack,
it wasn't like he
but
was killed.
She's still dragging a dead body through the Downton Abbey and they're laughing.
Maybe it was just uncomfortable laughing.
She's talking, taking Anna to see Dr. Ryder.
Yes, her doctor. Because, you know, she had some issues.
She had some issues.
She had a small surgery and everything was
You're going to stop and listen to me.
I just like this. I love the scene. I thought it was sweet. It was nice to see that side of Mary, and I liked it.
They're like sisters.
Yeah, they're closer than Edith and Mary are.
Yeah. Baxter speaks with Cora. Cora goes, I don't know if I can help.
Yeah. But
I don't know if there's anything I can
do. Again, I just like that Baxter, you know, reached out and tried to help and so forth.
I will talk to Daisy.
I hate when you talk
there's
like this.
There's nothing I can do. No, we're not eating those while we're recording.
Boo.
Robert asks Cora about Mrs. Drew.
Yes. And that's what she said. I think she's going to gobble her up.
Gobble her up. Baxter talks to Thomas about his job interview. It didn't go well.
It didn't go well. Poor Thomas.
Poor Thomas. And then Baxter's like, and then that's when I think Mosley says, why do you even try?
I know. But I don't think you should give up. Keep trying.
And Baxter tells Daisy you can speak with Cora, but she doesn't think she can help you. Oh, thank you.
Well, I want to try. I want to hear from her lips.
Right.
You know?
Rosamund talks with Edith. I still think.
I know you do.
I swear to God, they're mother and daughter. They are. Mrs. Hughes, Carson talk. Hughes still doesn't want to have the reception at Downton.
No. She was quite upset and jealous.
Yeah, she was like, oh, Lady Mary says this. Da, 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 da. And you could tell he didn't want to talk about it.
I agree.
Carson tells Robert, no thanks, but Bates will. Carson tells Robert, no thanks. Bates walks with Anna. They're walking.
Anna's telling him how she's gonna go to London with Mary, and Mr. Bates thought that was a good idea. Maybe, you know, some fresh air, some new scenery that'll make her feel better.
He did say don't push anybody in front of the traffic.
Oh my gosh, Jack!
I swear, I heard that. I could have been wrong.
Okay.
Is that how it ends? They both go to jail.
Sure.
Mary still says she'll talk with Mrs. Hughes. That'll go over well.
Yeah, that'll go over well. I'm watching.
Anyway, so Cora and Isabel, Violet talk about the hospital.
Yes. Well, she came to visit the hospital. Took her
to Clarkson says, let's continue this conversation.
Well, I agree with him because they were out there right in front of all the patients carrying on like that.
These people are going to die. This guy with the leg, he'll die without the new equipment.
No, but the problem is you don't ever hang your dirty laundry for everybody to see.
Especially over
behind
the patients.
Closed doors.
Don't hang dirty laundry on the patients.
Anyway.
Cora makes her case, and I think she's made a pretty strong case.
I think
so,
too.
And I think Violet knows it.
Yeah.
Violet's like, and Isabel goes, I guess we'll let them grind their teeth, baby.
Yeah, I thought that was a good end. I like what she said.
Robert meets with Mr. Drew because he's going to tell Mr. Drew it's probably a good idea if you leave.
Right. But, you know, Mr. Drew feels like he's got it.
I think Mr. Drew was mad.
I don't think he was mad.
You see his face? He was a little upset. I think he has every right. He tried to do he's getting screwed because he did Lady Edith a favor.
True.
Am I right?
Yeah.
But he's also getting screwed because he didn't tell his wife the truth.
True. But I think she knows. She knew at the end, though, when the baby was taken from him, from them.
He told him. You think she knows now?
She knows that. That's, yes.
Really?
Yeah, they told her.
Okay. Did they?
Yes.
I don't remember that. But I just thought it was. Russ?
Keeping you up? Are we keeping you up, young man?
Yes, you are. Hughes talks with Carson. Yes. Again.
And they go out for their little walk, and he's just basically saying, I don't want to do it this way.
Yeah.
It's my day. I want it done my way. I'm the bride, and it will be done my way.
And then, because she goes, we'll be doing it your way for the next 30 years. Dr. Ryder talks with Marianna. He goes, I'll come back in like 13 weeks, a little stitch.
You know, one of my cousins had this.
Really?
She couldn't do it, so they sewed up her cervix, and then when it was time for the baby to be born, they cut it out.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know
that. I didn't realize it was something that they did back in 1925.
Lickety snip.
Yeah.
Robert and Cora talk in bed.
Yes. They're going back and forth about the situation and that, you know.
There's so much going on,
yes,
Baba.
And that it's going to be fine. And I thought it was cute when he said, yeah, Mary and Edith will be on the train, same train coming back. And they go, huh, that's interesting.
That'll work out.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny that two sisters can't be on the same train come back?
Yes.
It probably would be bad. Let's see. Carson talks with the cool kids. And then
they're all talking about going to that little fair, whatever it's called.
It's like a fair type farm thing.
Animal fair thing.
Yeah.
There's a name for it. We're missing it.
I'm missing the name, but it's late. Carson blows off Thomas. Thomas goes, I can help. I can do this. I can. And, that's right. You, Mosley, and Andy will do it.
You need to be back here by 4 o'clock tea.
Yes. Andy sucks at bowling.
Yes, he does.
And then, of course, Thomas is trying to help him out. And Miss Patmore goes, why don't you stop? And she goes, do you ever think, I think he thought he was hitting on Andy.
Yeah.
And you ever think that you're just wrong for once? And kind of put Patmore in her place, throws a strike and walks away.
Yeah.
Take that, Mrs. Yes. Patmore. I like the way he stood up for himself.
Yeah, I
did
too. I don't think he wants Andy in that way. I think
he just
wants to be
his
friend.
Yeah. Mosley tells Mason Daisy has been
distracted
lately. Stressing out over it.
Yes, and he doesn't want her.
You got to keep your job. You got to do your job.
Yes.
So I like how Mason's, you know, even though you screwed me over
no.
by losing your temper and putting not being in your place.
No, he looks at her like a daughter, and he knows that she was just trying to take care of him.
Larry talks with Lord Mutton.
Yes.
I thought it was an interesting conversation.
Yeah, that was cute, the two of them.
Yeah.
And I like how she said, you know, don't you know, women have a tendency to change their minds, and that's the truth.
Yeah. So that's what I'm leaning towards there. They're going to.
Oh.
Isabel and Merton are hooking up here. Let's see. Robert talks with Mrs. Drew.
Yep. Says, hello, what are you doing here? And, you know, Mr. Drew thought she should get out so somebody's babysitting the children and get a change of pace and be out and about.
I thought it'd be a good thing to come here and see Marigold with Edith. I think that would be a nice, relaxing. Carson talks with Hughes. They're both talking about the wedding.
Yeah.
And it's not going over where Lady Mary's pig wins.
Yes.
Dun, da, 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 da. Marigold is missing.
Dun, 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 dun. I knew right away what happened.
Oh, I knew right away too.
Yeah.
Now we've been in that situation.
Yes.
Our youngest daughter was in a race, this Carlsbad race, when she was what, 4?
No, she wasn't even 3.
She had to be 3 because she's.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, because I told her
2 to 3 year olds.
I said. I go, because all our kids did the race. And there's a great, I wish we had the picture of Jay.
Oh, it was doing great. Would you have like, a little clip?
Yeah, he looks like he's dying. But they all ran this in different age groups.
Right.
And we're all at the start line, and all these parents started cluttering up on the kids, so all the kids fell. I told Kayla, just keep, don't stop running. So we're trying to find her. I go, I don't see her.
Like for a half hour, we couldn't find her.
She, at the start, I go, I lost her, because there's like 50 parents. Just let let your kids do the race. She ran around there. We lost her, so I ran ahead, couldn't find her. She ran, and she kept running through town.
Yes, and Jay found her 30 minutes later.
Yeah, 30 minutes later, I'm asking the guy to make an announcement. He's like, we can't do that. I go, and I won't tell you what I said, but I basically probably hear me over the microphone. But anyway, finally found her 30 minutes later. That is a scary thought.
Yeah, it is. I can't imagine. Child. But I knew Mrs. Drew did something.
Because she was gone, and Mr. Drew knew that
she
had
right
taken,
away. He knew what was going
he
on.
He knew it was gone. So they all get in the car, and they race over, and it just was weird that Mr. Drew was staring back at Lady Mary and Edith.
He was looking at Lady Mary. I think he was looking at Edith like, you know, what did we do?
Yeah, what did we do?
This was a smart idea. And again, this is why I'm kind of upset with Edith. You know, it bothers me anyway. You know, first, the first family that you gave your child to, you know, and so they bonded with her for, what was it, 8 months?
Right.
And then you took that child away from that family, and then you brought it to another family, and then they loved her and put all their heart and soul, and then when you realize you couldn't do it, you took that child. So that just shows a great example of rich and poor.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
And it bugs me. That's why I've never liked it. I mean, I should never say I don't like adoption. That's not true. But I just think it's hard.
Adoption is good, but I hate when the parents come back like 2 years later.
And I'm not saying that it's not it's hard on everybody. You know, obviously the parents that adopt because they've waited forever to have children. Some wait 10, 15, 20 years. I know a friend that waited probably a good 10 years before she was able to have she adopted, and she had an open adoption so that she wanted her child to, so there wouldn't be issues like that. I don't know if I'd want an open adoption. Thank God I never had to be in that position. So I can't judge. I teach my kids never to judge, you know, you don't know until you walk in their shoes. So right. Who am I to know the difference? But I just think that's just to me to take that child away from someone that's loved them and care. That's
because also the main goal is to have the child. Every child should be loved.
Exactly.
And so it's. Yeah. I see what your point is, that she's taken the child twice.
Twice from someone that's put their heart and love into this.
And you can see that it really has affected Mrs. Drew, even though she has other children. This youngest child that she's raised,
right,
has been.
It's her, you know, she.
Plus, it's the worst, like I said, they were all making sense. It's just right there.
Right.
You know, like when she said, oh, sure, have them go have lunch at the big house. Yeah. Like, our house isn't good enough.
Right.
So it was a rough, it's a rough scene, and I do agree with you. And
Edith,
during those times, with her position, she couldn't have a child out of wedlock the way she.
That's. But you know what? My grandma used to tell me, you made your bed, now lay in it.
Exactly. Exactly.
So there's a consequence for everything. This is where I'm not really very fond of Edith.
Yeah, you're like Lady Mary here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
I'm not saying I'm not forgiving, but it just bugs me.
Drew talks with Mrs. Drew.
No.
Tim's
in there. I thought that was a great
scene. She was bored. She wasn't nobody was watching her.
Nobody was paying attention to her.
And to be honest, nobody was because she was able to walk away with the child.
Yeah.
But, you know, it does. You do turn your. The kids are fast. And you turn your. You have to keep your attention on your child.
Plus,
the whole time.
She probably saw her and she knows who she is and she ran to her. So.
Well, I guess that's why they had the scene with her coming when she did the first time because.
Oh, good point.
Because she didn't really warm up to her right away.
Right.
So the kid actually was just sitting there looking. Actually, like, who are you? What are you? And then when she started playing with her hands and stuff like that, she got a big smile on her face.
Right.
So that's why I like how they had that scene because it would make sense that she wouldn't know who she was.
Yeah, you're right. Good point.
Drew takes Marigold back to Edith. Drew tells Robert, it's not working out. Yeah, we're done. We're moving. And Robert
goes,
poor
family.
And Robert goes, we owe you. We can't do you enough. There's nothing I can do to help you out.
And he made a good point, Drew. He said, you know, Lady Edith and I made this decision, but we didn't put emotions into it.
Yeah, we didn't. We never thought about the emotion part.
Then it ended. I thought it was a great. This was my, you know, I always the beginning of Downton Abbey. I always get Downton Abbey. I always say it wrong.
Downton Abbey.
It's always the first episode's like, but then when you get going again, this was a good episode. I like this episode.
It was a good episode. Like I said, and they didn't take in the effect. I do feel bad for the Drews because their family had been there forever.
His father had the problems with owning the money, and they never collected from him. And then they did that thing where Robert gave him the money so he could keep the farm. Because
he did seem a little upset with Robert at first.
Yeah.
But
he understands. It's the best thing to do.
But it's the best thing to do, but it's not fair.
No. But as you always tell me, life's not fair.
Life is not fair. Life is like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're going to get.
Exactly. We do have some feedback.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to
I'm with everybody. I don't know what Anna, Mrs. Hughes' hair is. It's just been driving me crazy. Both their hair is just.
It's Anna.
Anna and Mrs. Hughes. Look at Mrs. Hughes' hair.
You said Anna again.
Oh, Anna and Mrs. Hughes, both their hairs look like crap. Who is the hairstylist? Fix it.
Anyway, Janie Moore says, so nice to see Anna smile. Love Mrs. Hughes. I know we'll be doing the things your way for the next 30 years. Can I please just have this? When talking about the wedding venue with Carson. And I
that was great.
As a guy, even though I'm usually, I agree with her. It's her wedding.
Yep.
Let her have her. You know, of course, you know, and nowadays it's not getting, you know, like I said, I was happy if I got like 30 seconds my way.
Feel better
not
now?
Not 30 years. But anyway, Carrie Ann says, I'm totally with on team Mrs. Hughes on the wedding. She should have what she wants.
Absolutely.
Carson doesn't care where it is. where it is. He just wants to make the Crawleys happy, and it was nice to see Anna smile, but so irritating that she's not telling Mr. Bates about it.
Well, I think what she's trying to do is she doesn't want to, you know, get his hopes up.
Yeah, but
she's
still
trying to protect him.
But shouldn't he know?
Yes. I tell you everything, but it's a different relationship and a different times.
Yeah, I guess she doesn't want to. Maybe she doesn't want. I guess I can see what you're saying. But, I don't know if Carson was. I think he just like Mary said, you've been here for half a century.
Yeah.
50 years.
Yeah.
So he considers that his home. So he considers himself, whereas Mrs. Hughes knows that she's a servant.
So was he born there?
No, he's probably no. Because remember, he was this clapping, so singing is Charlie. He's probably in his 60s.
Isn't he? When he was 10?
She says as a boy.
Half a century is 25 years, right?
No, half century is 50 years.
Oh.
Quarter century would be 25 years. Century is 100 years.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
That would make him more like, if he was in Vaultville, he had to be like 15, 16, that lady's picture. So let's make him sound like he's 70.
He's 90. I don't know how old he is. Okay. I don't know how old he is. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Anyway, we do have a phone call.
Okay.
Hey, Jack and Cindy. It's Sarah in Houston calling with some feedback for the Down Abbey podcast. Jack, you can tune out now. I need to talk to Cindy about how terrible Anna looks this year and how terrible she's been looking for the last few years. I can't help but notice how weird she looks, and it's her wig and it's her face. I think my thoughts tonight are that they're trying to age her up to look closer in age to Mr. Bates, maybe not to call so much attention to how much younger she is in real life to the actor who plays Mr. Bates. But it's weird that they make her look so much older than when she started. There's only been, I think, 13 years have gone by since the show started, but like Lady Mary looks the same, if not better. Edith looks even better than when the show first started. And so it's just weird to me. It's very distracting. Mrs. Hughes, too, I think they gave her a lighter hair color pick this year, which I don't really understand that. It's weird how she's not. Anyway, I guess only Cindy and I care, though, because it is very distracting, almost as distracting as the first season of The Blacklist, and maybe Jack will get that reference. But otherwise, I am just giving my thoughts on the show, too, that I'm actually okay with it ending because over the last couple of years, the storylines have been kind of redundant or not that really exciting. I can't really get into the hospital drama. I feel like it's just not that important or something. There's something that's missing there for me that I'm not really caring about who is right on that. I did enjoy the Marigold storyline, though. I thought they did a really good job of making it hard to root for either side because you can kind of understand. And what the farmer said tonight about, you know, they forgot about emotion. I thought that was really good. So that's actually been really fun to watch. But I'm okay with it ending because I do feel like they really do kind of have to reach a point where it wraps up because it has been kind of, I don't know, not so great the last couple of years. Not, well, still good acting, but the story itself is kind of, because how, you know, how many times can Thomas look sad and lonely, or can something terrible happen to the babes, or, you know, anyway. So, okay, and that's all I had to say, and I guess I will talk to y'all next week. Bye.
Well, thank you for the call, Sarah. I will
Sarah,
now,
thank
I,
you so
hold
much.
On, I'm leaving, because I just needed to.
Well, anyway, she's absolutely right. Mrs. Hughes and Anna.
Anna.
Anna's
Why
hair.
Are you saying Anna?
I don't know. Oh, you know, it's from Frozen. It's Anna and Elsa. Anna, because we do all that at the rink because of the Frozen birthday parties.
I don't need your excuses.
Anyway, thank you, Sarah. Mrs. Hughes and Anna has been driving me crazy with her looks. I just don't understand it. I agree it's 13 years later, but they're making her look... I'm with her. It's just very distracting. The whole time I'm like, what? I want to go into their TV and fix both their hairs. I don't know if their wig is wrong. I don't know if the coloring, like Mrs. Hughes, you could see like she has like roots. Like she looked like she had roots. I know you're looking at me like, what the hell are you talking about?
I didn't mean to say
a bad word.
That's okay. It's fine. Oh. You can say that.
Anyway, but thank you, Sarah. I agree with you. And I also agree with her where she said, you know, it needs to wrap up. I agree. It does need to wrap up. It's kind of been blah, blah, blah. But I think you're going to understand as a storyline, because I did see the whole thing. I'm not just doing any spoilers. But I think there was one part, I can't remember if it's this next episode.
Careful,
episode
no spoilers.
Later. I won't. I think you'll understand the hospital thing, and it was really made very clear and understood. And I was like, ah, that makes sense now. Because when I was first watching the first time, I was like, really? What do I care about this? Who cares about the hospital thing?
Did they just bring something up? But
huh?
No, I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, they all talk about the reasoning, and then even everybody else all like – Cora and everybody's like, oh, okay, well, you know, kind of like if we would have explained it that way, we would have understood a little bit more. But anyway, so I don't know if it really makes you understand it, but it gives you a little bit of a closure and see where that's going to and stuff like that. And I don't want to say too much because I don't want to give it away.
Because if you give it away, everyone would be upset.
Yes. But it was a good episode. I do like the Marigold. Marigold. But it still bothers me, the Edith thing. And, you know, I didn't like it when she took it away from the other lady. I'm not saying that she doesn't have understanding for her and what she's going through, Edith. But again,
it was a difficult situation for all involved. Mm-hmm. I just think the Drews are getting screwed.
And I think if you were probably going to go this way anyway, you should have just left them out of it.
I would think so. Because
why couldn't she have sold it to her parents?
You look, even if they move away, Mrs. Drew is always going to be. It's always going to be a void in her life. You just don't go, okay, I've raised this child for, 2 years?
I don't know if it was 2 years, but whatever it was.
Whatever it was. I mean, you just take the child and go, okay, now it's gone.
No mother. I mean, yeah, obviously giving birth is one thing, but most women, when they love, I'm not saying a man doesn't, but it's just, you don't just go, okay, I don't like you anymore, goodbye. That's never that way. I mean, people love their animals. I mean, it's an attachment. You care about someone. Anyway,
I agree. And like I said, I don't try to get involved with the hair thing because obviously I don't have any hair. Right. So I'm not an expert on hair. It's like yesterday when we were watching the Golden Globes, you said, what's with Katy Perry's hair? And I go, she has hair?
I know. Oh, my God. I don't know what they were doing with her hair. It looks stupid.
You didn't get the joke, but that's
okay. I got it. And then when they did an Emmy for Anna, they shot to her. And I don't know the way they shot.
Not an Emmy. It was a Golden Globe.
Oh, Golden Globe. Sorry. When the thing went to her, the camera angle, I don't know if it was
I didn't even recognize
it. I don't know if it was a bad camera angle, but she looked like a Wicked Witch of the West.
Really?
It was horrible. She's an adorable little woman. She's a cute little thing. And it was so unbecoming. I never realized camera angles are so important.
You become Mr. What's the guy?
Oh, was it Blackwell?
Mr. Blackwell?
Yeah. And I wonder if she's talking about the blacklist with the different color hairs. Remember she had different the hair kept bugging you, thought it was a wig in the beginning?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yes. I forgot about that. I kept going, black, that's right. I go, what's the deal with her hair?
Yes.
So anyway. So I guess I do pay attention to hair.
Yes. You want everybody to think you don't, but you do.
Anyway, thanks for the feedback. We appreciate it. If you'd like to give us feedback, give us a call at 385-206. No, I'm sorry. Wait.
Jack. You have this huge desk.
385.
Have stick up on you sticky notes.
206. It's 286. No, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Take five. It's 385-206-0311. Call anytime with your questions, comments, and or theories.
Let's say
on
it one more
Downtown
time.
Abbey.
Can you do it?
It is 385-206-0311. Call anytime. We appreciate your calls. If you'd like to send us an email, send it to rourdowntonabbey@gmail.com. Once again,
rourdowntonabbey@gmail.com.
We appreciate all your feedback.
Thank
and Facebook,
you.
There's a thread on Facebook. You can put it on there.
Please.
Scott has a nice little picture on there. Aww. Downton Abbey, the final season episode. So it is the final season.
I told you.
So you're right. And
of course
you guys
I'm right.
Are
Hello.
Right. So anyway, that's our show for today. Anything else you like to add about the show?
No, that's it, baby.
I'm still holding out hope that we find out that, don't tell me, don't even look at me, that Rosamund is Edith's mom.
Okay.
And Cora will find out that, what? She's not my baby. What? I didn't know that.
All right, we're now being silly.
Oh, no. Anyway. All right. So at this time, we like to special couples, like to thank a couple.
Well, you still have another podcast to do.
I know. I'm blah, 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 blah. You know, it's because I've been swimming all day trying to save my mom and my wife. So I'm worn out. I just, you know, you swim. Because swimming is a good exercise, but it wears all your muscles down.
Yeah, that's right.
So you shouldn't.
So what you'll say to me at my grave, I'm so tired I couldn't get to you. Is that what you're setting me up?
It's like the one time you always say to me, you go, When I'm dead, don't come crying at my grave. I said, I'd be crying. What would you do with the remote? I always thought it was funny. So I
I've never seen you so tongue-tied.
A couple of special Patreons. Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Rickner Glaffler. Sorry about your football team yesterday, but I'd like to thank you guys for helping us out. And making this podcast what it is, blooper free. Oh, my God. 1 stars are coming. All right, guys. That's all I got for today.
Thank goodness.
We'll be back next week for another edition of Downton Abbey.
Final
season.
Season.
Oswald, goodbye.
Goodbye.